Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thanks.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening on the GCN, the Genesis Communication Network. Again, I appreciate your time with me. And look, head up to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, lots happening there. And really, seriously, go to MyPillow.com because right now Lindell's being hammered on again. And you guys know as well as I do, it's not right. If people don't want his product and don't agree with him, they simply won't buy it. What they're doing to Mike Lindell is proof positive what we've been saying for a long time, which is the Democrats are the true fascists. And the proof is real simple. When I don't want, when I think guns are bad, or if I thought guns were bad, let's put it that way, and I would just not buy one. Right? I wouldn't want to be around somebody who had them. I wouldn't go over somebody's house who had them. Right? But you have a right to own one. I'm okay with that. They're not that way. Anything that they don't like, anything that they don't believe is good for you, they want to ban it. They want to take it down. They want to knock it out. So we're not the same. You know, it's some people. Yeah, never mind. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to go out of my mind here. All right. I had a story all set up for you guys. Now I forgot what it was. That's all right. I got so many other stories, it really doesn't make much of a difference. There's enough going on in the news now. You guys remember James Carville? Some of you more seasoned folks will remember James. You know, he's pretty gruff. I mean, he is one rough guy. Gruff, right to the point. Right? He was the one to coin the phrase, it's the economy, stupid. But he's come out now and said, look, you progressives are annoying the crap out of me. You're stupid, you're naive, and you're a burden on the party. Which I think is wonderful that he would do that. Now, I have a picture of me with him. I'm always afraid to put it out there. People think I switch sides or something. But he came out in an interview on a podcast. He said he's annoyed by the far left wing of the Democrat Party. Probably more than most other people, because he's done so much work. During an appearance on Bill Maher's podcast, Club Random, Carville called progressives stupid and naive. Carville told Maher that I find the left to be just annoying. The Western far left is habitually the most stupid, naive people you can imagine. They come up with these really goofy constructs, and it's all about feeling good for yourself. He's right. He's totally right. You know, it's always about me feeling good for me and what I get out of all of this. Mayor weighed in with his criticism regarding progressive obsession with feelings and their demands that society cater to them, arguing if your feelings are hurt, that's more important than free speech. Yeah, no. Carville expanded on his criticism, saying that progressive Democrats are a burden to the party. He then argued that, you know, white leftists hijacked the term woke, which has helped drive voters away from the party. He went on to say what happened is overeducated coastal white people got ahead or got a hold of the word, and when they do everything else, they completely screwed things up. They pissed everyone in the country off. And we could just get the humanities facility at Amherst College to shut up, we'd be a lot better off. You got to hear him say it. I can't play because he uses very colorful language. But when you think about it, he's right. They are so out of touch. Right? I mean, they're so out of touch with reality. They're so out of touch with the people. And in you know, America, you fly over America. They don't really care about you people. Fly over America. Why are you still Democrats? I don't know. Right? They think you're weird, right? You cling to your guns and your Bibles. Mayor pointed out that President Trump's popularity is growing among minority voters, which Carville emphasized it's because of an attitude of elitism in the Democrat Party. Think about that. They used to say it was us. They used to say it was Republicans were the elitists. They were the ones who perceived themselves that way. And now people from within the party. Carville's been around for a long time. He's not new to the game. But people in the party now see what's going on with the quote-unquote elitists. And it turns off voters, and they know it. There's a certain coastal arrogance, he said, in this country, and people feel it. You got all these preachy people telling you what you should do. Not going to work. It never has. You know, again, he didn't soften his criticism of Republicans. He's always been all over the Republicans. As a matter of fact, the funny thing about it is, he's married to a staunch Republican. Can you imagine what the fights in that house must be like? I mean, seriously. But he did hang on the part that the rhetoric coming from the Democrats, the way the Democrats are speaking to this thing, these issues, are turning off voters. You know, but he went on to say, not all Trump people are racist, but all racists are Trump people. Wrong. Just stupid. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
It would help if I hit the button, wouldn't it? We are back. I'm back anyway. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down, get it straight, or get the app. If you get the app, you don't have to really think about anything. The app can notify you that the show's coming up. The app can tell you who's going to be on the show. You can press a button, call the show. You can send an email to... I mean, you really can be a lazy listener. Seriously. Anyway, I mean, I try to make it as easy as I can for you to get to the to the show, listen to whatever you, and it, you can get some of the shows on demand. You know, go back and if you missed a show, missed half the show, whatever, go get it. So anyway, 855, as I said, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I got a lot to get to. It's just amazing. I don't know how, you know, you guys in the chat room, listen up. I wanted to see what you have to say about this. I say listen up because sometimes they're talking about bread recipes or something. Sean Hannity's going to moderate a debate between Newsom and DeSantis. First, I want to know, do you think it's good or bad? That's number one. Secondly, why? I mean, is it dueling mirrors or something? That'd be one thing. But why give him, especially, what's his name, Newsom, a platform? It's going to be a 90-minute debate, November 30th, and, Newsom's going to lie through his teeth. Hopefully DeSantis and or Hannity will call him out for it. And I'm sorry, but yes, Newsom will lie. He does it now. Every place he goes to talk about how free California is and how he's protected, he's lying through his teeth. All right? I'm on a school board. I know what he pushes down on us. I know what he believes to be truth. And until the California voters really stop complaining, you know, they deserve their $6-7 a gallon gas. All right? They deserve their groceries being 25 to 30% higher than they were a year or 2 years ago. It's not all Joey B. Remember that. We've had economy 101 lessons here before. Right? Just go to the simple thing. Just the most simple. You have to have a truck take your food to the grocery store, right? That's got to pick it up, take it to the facilities plant or whatever it is. You pick it up at the warehouse, you take it to the store. Just start off there. The truck, the company that picks your stuff up at the warehouse, at the distribution warehouse, and takes it. All of a sudden now, they're paying what? Almost twice as much as they were paying before for gas? Somebody's got to make that up. It's going to be you when you go to buy it. Now, Frankie, who drives that truck, he's got to get to work too. He's paying twice as much money for gas. And on top of him paying twice as much money for gas, now he's paying more money for groceries. So he's got to go to the boss and say, hey, I love it here. Been working here 15 years. I can't afford to work here anymore. I'd be better off on unemployment. I mean, seriously, between the gas and the food and this and that, the other guy, boss, I need a raise. Boss gives him a raise. Now what's the boss got to do? Come on, anybody know? You guys are smart. Come on, you're smart. The boss now's got to turn around and charge more money to the supermarkets, the places it delivers to. It's a vicious circle, and it's massive. It's not a penny here and a penny there because of the amount of money that Governor Newsom, or Nuisance as I like to call him, has driven up. As far as the schools go, he's going to shove down your throat the curriculum he wants to end of discussion. Instead of worrying about whether these kids can read or write or have, math skills, we're among the worst in the country. When I say among the worst, we are within the last 10 of being the worst state in the country for education. Right? He doesn't seem to care about that. Matter of fact, he would double down on the LGBTQA+25 to make sure kids knew about sexual orientations and lifestyles more than they know how to add, subtract, take care of their checkbook. He doesn't care. And if the parents get in the way of any of that, the kids could be taken away. Right? Free state, huh? I really think about a free state. He's got to ban small gas engines. I can't remember what year it is, but, 2025, 2027, whatever it is. Right? You better not have a lawnmower anymore unless it's electric. Really? Because it's going to be so easy. You watch. It's like everything else they do. It's going to be so tough to dispose of that stuff. Somebody's going to pay for it. And then the eco-freaks are going to go out of their minds because it's going to start polluting the ground because someplace, something's going to rupture. It's going to start leaking again. We saw it with the solar panels. My God. Everybody's going to, free electricity. Solar panels. Put them on your roof. The government will give you a tax break I mean, all these wonderful things. Now the electric company comes back and says, hey, you know, this is really great. You're forcing us to buy back this electricity. We're not making anywhere near the money we made before. We can't maintain things properly. So now we need a subsidy from the government. The government says, hey, you know, you're right. Maybe we should help out. Well, the government's not helping out. Newsom's not cranking that out of his checkbook. He's hitting us for it. So the only difference now is your electricity bill in California is spread out on my bill. I don't have solar panels on my house. I'm not a solar panel guy. Just for the mere fact of what it takes to produce them, right? They got to go up on the roof. Then if something goes wrong with the roof, you got to take them out. I mean, just stop. Leave me alone. If I want solar panels, I'll get them. Right? Anyway, Hannity says he's looking forward to providing viewers with an informative debate about the everyday issues. Now, I don't believe that. Okay, I believe that Hannity would love to see a presidential race between Newsom and DeSantis. I believe that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if they're probably really, 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 really hoping that Feinstein would retire, step down before the election. So that simply said, you could have, they could appoint Harris to that position. Come on, follow me here. They get her out of their hair. They put her on as a senator, so she's still there in D.C. And then they pick the two people that they want for president and vice president. I mean, seriously. Anyway. He says he's looking forward to providing viewers with the information and debate. Then why is he pushing for Trump to show up if he really wants to have a real debate? Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre urged House Republicans to prevent a government shutdown.
It is up to them to fix whatever chaos is going on right now with these extreme Republicans in the House. It is up for them to fix.
She emphasized the importance of passing funding legislation by week's end, urging Republicans to honor the deal negotiated by President Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy in May. Jean-Pierre warned that a shutdown would harm ordinary Americans. Some conservative lawmakers are pushing for significant spending cuts in any funding bill. After week three of this year's NFL schedule, it's a little bit too early to know who's going to be playing football at the Super Bowl in February, but we do know for certain who's going to be on stage for the halftime show. Grammy-winning R&B singer Usher will headline the Super Bowl 58 halftime show at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas on February 11th, 2024. Skip Kelly, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Bezzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. See, I told you they're listening. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Yeah, you know, guys, it's funny. You're talking about getting a generator, and I was talking about solar panels before. And, you know, that's the other funny thing about it is here you have Governor Newsom. This shows you how demented they are. I got a whole house generator, too, so I'm not really worried about electricity going out or anything like that. But he's outlawing small engines. And unless some of you really don't understand, the generators have what? Small engines. I mean, he wants to make it so you can't even buy gasoline in this state. So now you're looking at that and you say to yourself, okay, so the electric company pretty much paid for my generator. They had a rebate thing going on. We bought the generator. They pretty much paid it. I went the next one up from that, so I had to put a few bucks out of my own pocket. But this is the electric company. I'll be able to use it as long as it keeps working. I won't be able to buy a new one. You know, I'll have to buy one, sit at my brother's house, and have him drive it over or something out of state. But how does the state agency sell these gas engines for use when the state is outlawing the gas engines? None of it makes any sense. Just nuts. Anyway. Yes, I don't give up easy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, be part of the solution. Well, just found out, well, actually, that's not true. We didn't just find out today. We kind of known this. Hunter Biden, he received two bank wires originating from Beijing in 2000. Yeah, nothing to do with the man, right? Nothing to do with the old man. Two bank wires originating from Beijing in 2019. But the beneficiary address for Hunter was listed as Joe Biden's Delaware home. Oh, it's okay, though, because you guys help me. I'm probably going to get this wrong, so you guys can help me out. I believe that the way the lease is written, it's Joe Biden's home, but Hunter somehow was releasing it back to Joe or leasing it from Joe and paying Joe a rent a month. It's just such a kludgy thing. And they don't seem to care. The Dems see it all as fine as long as you don't turn the light on to them. As long as it doesn't shine the light on them at all. House Oversight Chairman James Comer, on Tuesday, he revealed that Hunter Biden received two bank wires from China. And Joe Biden was listed as the beneficiary address for both wires. The first wire sent to Hunter Biden, dated July 26, 2019, was for $10,000 from an individual named Miss Wang Zin. There was a Miss Wang Zin listed on the website for BHR Partners. Well, interesting. It's unclear if the wire came from that Wang. The second wire transfer sent to Hunter Biden, dated August 2, 2019, was for $250,000. From Li Zhangsheng, also known as Jonathan Li, the CEO of BHR Partners. I just subpoenaed and obtained two bank wires revealing Hunter Biden's receiving payments originated from Beijing when Joe Biden was running for president. If it even smelled like that, matter of fact, if that wire was sent incorrectly to Donald Trump's account, right, and even if it was immediately reversed, they wouldn't let this go. You think CNN would let this go? Joe Biden's Delaware home is listed as the beneficiary on both money wires from China. Bank records don't lie, but President Joe Biden does. We know this. I mean, his abuse of public office for his family financial gain is out there for everybody to see. It should be daily press, but it's not. What did the Bidens do with the Beijing money? Would you love to see where it went, what they used it for, how they used it? Hunter Biden's received plenty of wires from China. Right? I mean, most of them originally out of Beijing. It's not going to stop anytime soon because nobody's going to stop him. This is why I said to you, when Donald Trump gets in, and I'm believing he will, and it's not because I'm a Trumpite, because I think he's the only one that can take China to task. I think he's the only one, and if he doesn't do it this time, he deserves to go down in history one of the worst presidents we've had. If he doesn't clean the swamp this time, if he doesn't make the noise he claims he's going to make, if he doesn't put up the fight he said he was going to put up, then shame on him. Seriously. He listened to the wrong people the first time around. Big time. Anyway. As part of the Comer's investigation, he subpoenaed these financial records related to a specific bank account. Now, they've got, what do they have? They have a bunch of LLCs, right? And they have, a bunch of these corporations that this money is going through that all come back to and point to Joey B. They have over $24 million that go to associates and family members, over $15 million directly to the Bidens, $9 million to their business associates. I mean, there's a whole list of wire transfers, dollars that go in and then go out to grandchildren who can't even spell the word dollar, let alone spend it. Just ridiculous. And, oh, by the way, in case you missed it, all over the mainstream media. Yeah, there's nothing that points to Joe Biden doing anything wrong. Absolutely nothing. Just wanted to make sure you understood that. God. Oh. Now, as always happens, all right, first the House Oversight Committee has named impeachment witnesses for the first hearing. Which, okay, whatever. As long as this thing is covered, we make a lot of noise over it. They went on to say that the witnesses for our first hearing on the... I wouldn't name any of these witnesses, by the way. You know why? Because they may end up, Clintonized. They went on to say the hearing will establish the basis for impeachment inquiry, present evidence House Republicans have uncovered to date regarding President Joe Biden's knowledge... the money wiring, the domestic transfers, all of that. He said this week the House Oversight Committee will present evidence uncovered to date to hear from legal and financial experts about crimes that the Bidens may have committed. Now, here's the thing, too. This will go nowhere if you leave it to the DOJ. Are they going to be able to push it through? Are they going to be able to make it happen? Or are they just going to have to sit on it and whatever happens, happens? And McCarthy says they're going to prove, they want to prove serious and credible allegations that prove Biden's conduct, which is a culture of corruption. This is nothing new. We've known this before Obama got elected. People knew he was crooked, that he was bad. Right? Back records show the Biden family and their associates and their companies received over $10 million from foreign nationals and their companies. The money went Hunter Biden, James Biden, Sarah Biden, Haley Biden, Kathleen, Melissa Biden, two nieces, two nephews, and a grandchild. And they were underage, so they couldn't be named. Now, Grassley said the FBI documented or have documents showing Joe Biden was involved in $10 million bribery scheme with Burisma. Joe bragged, as you guys know, you saw the video. Unless you were in a coal mine, I don't think there was anybody who didn't see the video. Anyhow, and nobody speaks to this. Nobody really cares. Nobody's speaking to it. When Joe Biden was vice president, he joined Hunter Biden's dinners with his foreign business associates. He was on speakerphone over 20 times with these people. Still told us that he'd never got involved, never knew anything about his son's business dealings. There's a lie. Devin Archer testified that the value of adding Hunter Biden to the Burisma board was the brand and confirmed that then Vice President Joe Biden was the brand. Again, 20 phone calls to sell that brand. Devin Archer also said that Burisma would have gone out of business if the brand had not been attached to it. Because of Biden's involvement, it intimidated the Ukrainian government, and Burisma was able to come out of it. In December 2015, I can't pronounce it, Lechevsky, the owner of Burisma, and Vladimir Pozovsky, an executive of Burisma, placed constant pressure on Hunter Biden to get help from D.C. Wow. Yeah. The guy was all over it. My guy was all over it. Joe Biden was all over it. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Massey, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We'd love to hear from you. What you have to say on some of these crazy stories that we're doing. You can find these two. They're all over the internet. And probably we probably don't look exactly the same places for stories. But and some people send this stuff to me. Right? I mean, seriously. And some of them I get bit by because I don't really check them out ahead of time. But some are right on the money. Like you talk about this, the deflection, distractions, whatever you want to call it. So Hunter Biden now is suing Rudy Giuliani for trying to hack into his laptop. And they're saying he tampered with the data. You know what? That's a lot of crap. You're talking to somebody who was in computers for 20 years. If he tampered with the data, the FBI did their job the way they're supposed to. They'd be able to tell that drive was tampered with. Data on the drive was tampered with. But since they wouldn't even look at it at the time, which is why Rudy started looking into it, they wouldn't know that. So he's filed a lawsuit in federal court. Now, think about this. Rudy is already defending himself in another lawsuit. Well, you know, the lawsuit out of Georgia. And they know what they're doing. The goal is to break these people big time. And he's also brought the Rudy's lawyer into it, Robert Costello, claiming that they violated state and federal computer privacy laws when they hacked into his laptop. Here's the problem. It was no longer his laptop. No. Think about this. If I'm right about the agreement, which is what most agreements are like, these computer stores, when you sign, you know, when you leave it there and you sign, it says, look, if you leave this thing here more than 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, it and the content are mine. You no longer own them. Seriously.
Perfect.
And so if that's the case and the product is handed to him, it's all his afterward. Data's his too. Now, that doesn't give him the right. I realize that, you know, if you're somebody with some kind of integrity and conscience, you're not going to take someone's laptop and take some of their deep, dark secrets and put them out everywhere for the community to see. But this is the son of the president. And there's so much damaging information on that. And they know it. I would have made a dozen copies of that drive and gave them to plenty of people in power. Oh, that one I could trust. The lawsuit alleges that Giuliani and Costello spent years hacking and tampering with, manipulating, copying, disseminating, and generally obsessing over data they were given. Or that was stolen. It wasn't stolen. How convenient. After denying the laptop, that's the even funny thing about it. Think about it. Hunter always denied that the laptop was his. So nobody will even take that. The man lies about everything. Him and his dad. Runs into family. The plaintiff is demanded. Wouldn't it really suck when all this starts to really come out? He's got family members that have to carry that name. They'll be part of that name in some way, shape, manner, or form. The plaintiff has demanded defendants Giuliani and Costello cease their unlawful activities with respect to the plaintiff's data and return any data in their possession belonging to the plaintiff. They have refused to do so. Attorneys for Hunter Biden, you know, again, are pushing for this to happen. They're all over CNN and those, you know, the hack media companies. The defendant's statement suggests that their unlawful hacking activities are ongoing today and that unless stopped, it will continue in the future, thereby necessitating this act. Go to court on it. Go for it. I'm there. In 2019, Hunter dropped off his damaged laptop, right, at a Delaware computer repair shop. John Paul Mack, well, that poor guy, what a name. His life changed in April 2019 when a visibly drunk Hunter Biden stopped by his computer repair shop with three damaged MacBook Pro laptops. One was destroyed beyond repair, and he gave that back to Hunter. I can't do anything with this here. You take it. See you later. And that, which is hilarious. The mere fact that Hunter walked in there drunk with three laptops. One of them looked like he played Frisbee with it or hit someone with it. The other one required a keyboard that he loaned to Hunter. He never got that keyboard back. And the third, idiot, the third laptop Hunter left with Mac Isaac to fix, but Hunter never returned. So is this supposed to sit on the shelf forever? No. Tammy and I own the computer place. They only had 90 days to pick it up after they were notified. Otherwise, they, you know, it was ours. The owner went on to say after many attempts to fail to get a hold of Hunter, he took lawful ownership of the laptop. Right? In October 2020, the New York Post dropped on the October surprise on the Biden's presidential campaign, released emails from Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop. Emails revealed that Hunter was doing business with foreign countries back in 2020. Think about that. Yeah, the October surprise didn't seem to bother the Democrats. And I'll go even one step further. You know, for real? Would it have? Would it have really made a difference? I know some say it would. I'm not so sure what it would. Hunter Biden filed the lawsuit. He wants his equipment back. It's not his anymore. He gave it up when he didn't show up to get it. Let's see if the judge will really stand by the law. Seriously. Just amazing to me. Now, Tuesday, I mean, this is the first lawsuit that Hunter's brought. He's aggressively going after the detractors. Right? As the impeachment process gets hotter, you watch more and more lawsuits will be filed against these people. Now, according to a CNN legal team, you gotta love these people. Everyone involved in stealing, manipulating Hunter's data should be hearing footsteps right about now. Right. Why, to hurt them? Or? See, everyone knows, again, they are the party of non-responsibility. They never do anything wrong. Just simply talking about this. All right? I mean, he signed an agreement. It belongs to the owner of the shop now. That simple. But the new lawsuit accuses Ziegler of violating California and federal computer privacy laws after he posted the content of Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop to a website. Well, you know what? At some point in time, it's already out there now anyhow. Good luck with that. But really. And I think we should beat this up. And not let him get away with it. All right, Target, the terrible racist, capitalist company, they're done. You know, if you see a Target store close, thank a Democrat, really. They've announced it's going to be closing 9 stores in major Democrat-run cities, including San Francisco, Portland. So many others. Look at them. Why? Because of rampant theft and violence. I mean, earlier, think about how much it costs in San Francisco at a Target store. Let this go through your head for a second. They put all the products behind security glass. It wasn't cheap. They were beating their brains out to stay there. Right? And what are they greeted with? People still coming in. Slamming those things, trying to jerk those doors open. Now they're closing stores in San Francisco, Portland, New York, Seattle. You know the cities. You've been listening to the show long enough. They went on to say they can't keep operating these stores because of the theft, the organized retail crime, threatening the safety of our team members. It is unsustainable as a business. No, they went on to even say that, and they do know this. Look it, can we just be honest here? The corporations want money. So even if they lost money, but I don't want to say lost money, even if stuff was being stolen from them, they were still making decent money, they wouldn't do anything about it. They'd stay. They're getting hammered. See, it's not just the stolen merchandise. It's the damage that's being done to the equipment. But now because of those thugs in those cities, those ingrates, people have lost jobs. I mean, they don't realize when they shut one of those stores down, all those employees lose their jobs. The support to people in the community, electricians, plumbers, carpenters, janitorial services, any of those, they've all lost a source of income. Do you think they care? No. No, not at all, because it's all about them. It's how selfish they are. It's all about them. Joe Bassini, your host. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend listening, putting up with me, being involved, being engaged. Don't do anything stupid. God bless. Have a great night. And we'll be back here tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us.